It's a disturbing development. It happened over the. It basically was concluded yesterday, and it would appear to allow the Taliban to remain intact and unmolested in a section of western Pakistan, not all that far from some of Pakistan's main cities. And essentially is a tacit recognition that Pakistan was unable by force of arms to bring the Taliban to heel in that part of the country, and was a major concession, something the U.S. government definitely did not want to happen. And I raise it in the context of some worsening news from Afghanistan, clear trend of Afghanistan emerging as the most violent theater of the two main theaters, Iraq and Afghanistan, in which U.S. forces are operating. We're on the eve of President Obama, probably within days, coming forward with his new strategy, which will include additional troops to Afghanistan. And from an intelligence point of view, which is an issue I like to focus on, I raise the question of this whole idea, the significance of sanctuary in the military campaign we have been waging in that part of the world. And I point out that something that I have not seen the U.S. intelligence community really focus on, they may have done so secretly but not in public, is why Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured and why Osama bin Laden remains at large.
Yeah.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of course, the sort of operational mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. Bin Laden, the head of Al-Qaeda, which was the main sponsor, was the sponsor of those attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that that it's the sanctuary that bin Laden has enjoyed in the northwest frontier provinces of Pakistan, which is where he's believed to be holed up, that this sanctuary is really a quasi-state. It's almost completely controlled by Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And Pakistani or U.S. forces go in there at their peril. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of course, was your sort of lone wolf terrorist who was arrested in Pakistan a couple of years after the 9/11 attacks, about a year after the 9/11 attacks. And he did not operate in that same sanctuary fashion. He was almost a terrorist contractor, whereas bin Laden is more of a head of state, you might say, in terms of the way he runs Al-Qaeda from this remote region of the world.
So the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are working together then? Is that what I'm understanding from
you? Well, it's still believed that they are sort of like-minded organizations in their hostility to the U.S. Sort of direct symbiotic relationship we saw in Afghanistan around the time of 9/11 may be less formal now, because the Taliban is trying actively to reestablish itself in Afghanistan, whereas Al-Qaeda seems to be content to remain in that ungoverned northwest frontier province area of Pakistan. But clearly the two groups still have alliances and to the extent that there's a tremendous hostility to the U.S. And this idea of there being a Taliban sanctuary is certainly not good news for the war, the campaign against Al-Qaeda in that part of the world.
This deal between Pakistan and the Taliban, is it a done deal? Is it just something that they're making noises about now? Where does this go from here?
Well, my understanding is that it was an agreement reached over the weekend, and the U.S. government may well have something to say about this, but it's designed as kind of a ceasefire, to a sort of, you know, we agree to let you alone and you agree to let us alone kind of thing, and sort of a recognition of reality in the sense that the Pakistani government is not really giving anything up because they don't have control today of that part of the world, of that part of its own territory. But to sort of recognize it as a reality is different than what had been going on before, which was an active Pakistani military campaign, not active enough from the U.S. point of view, to dislodge the Taliban.